watch every TV and your telephone. Could be with friends or you might be alone. Sit back and gently let the beat your show fill your ears.
I'll tell you who's the answer to this conundrum, and that's Carol Berger. My goodness me, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Are you kidding? Thanks for coming in. And thanks for the coffee, too. You know what I'm saying? You know how to get the heart of a presenter. Bring him a coffee in a gorgeous orange cup. Now, where was this from?
From Monkey.
Monkey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just around the corner.
Well, I saw you coming from that direction, so I thought, she's got coffee from somewhere else.
He does breakfast as well.
Are you
kidding?
And
he's a very nice guy. He actually gave me a phone number from a friend of him who has a pub. And he said I should call him up and ask if I could get a gig.
At the pub?
Yeah.
Did he say what name the pub was called?
Prestonville Arms? Yeah.
I think the Prestonville Arms is fine. I know exactly where it is. I do.
Okay.
It's halfway up a steep hill. But then where isn't in Brighton? That's good. That was a coffee worth getting.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that.
I also gave him a download card of my songs. Because
what else went on here? This was some crazy Brighton exchange. Normally, I go in and I get a coffee and I go. You got a gig out of it. You handed over.
And then they made fun of my family name.
Why? What's wrong with that? Why?
Like a burger.
How do you pronounce it?
I prefer Bircher.
Bircher.
Yeah.
I've been saying Berger.
But in my first language, it's called Berger.
Berger. That does sound good. What is your first language?
Swiss German.
Swiss German. Okay. Now, are you actually from Zurich or another area around? Okay.
From Zurich.
Yeah. I've been there a few times and it is stunningly beautiful.
And stunningly expensive.
It is stunningly expensive. That is true.
But it is beautiful.
That is true. I mean, I was told, basically, if you don't get a job here, then that's it. Forget it. You are stuffed. But it's stunning. So what brings you to this lovely city?
I think music.
Did really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So why did you know about Brighton? What was the deal with that?
Well, I've been thinking of moving to London many, many years.
Okay.
But then I thought, it's kind of too busy and I don't know where exactly to go.
Yeah.
And it's lots of traveling time.
Yeah.
So I thought I've never been living next to the seafront. So I came to Brighton. I visited Brighton once and I really loved the vibe because it's so unique.
Yes.
And I was like, well, it's still pretty close to London. And,
yeah.
And it's nice and chilled. It's... Yeah.
You made such an intelligent choice. And I'm not just saying that because I live here.
Yeah.
But it makes so much sense because you can get on. It's so much simpler to get around this city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 1 hour to London anyway.
Yeah.
If it makes sense. And because you're from Zurich and you love water, we got some.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
We haven't quite got the pretty bridges and all that. But, you know, it's there.
You've got more water, therefore.
That's true. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah,
it's all out there though somewhere by those big windmills. And also you've chosen such a pretty part of the city to live in, haven't you? Where are you?
Mm-hmm. In Woodingdean.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah.
That is good.
It's amazing.
And you get the good views up there, don't you?
Yeah, I get an amazing view. I see all over the green fields and I even see a bit of the sea.
That's not bad.
And I see the most beautiful sunset. That, out of my bedroom.
God, man.
I could lay in my bed and watch the sunset.
You see,
it's so beautiful.
You're living the dream.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think so.
You're not gonna, please don't go back. You don't need to go back. You know, let all your friends from Zurich come here.
Yeah.
Have they been doing that much? Did you get people over visiting?
No, not really. They were all,
well,
they
more
are
shame
all waiting
them.
For the
What are they waiting
definitely.
For? What are they waiting for? The free
for the
flight.
Summer because I came over in January.
Well, that's fair enough. That
and they
is
were
fair
like, oh, you're crazy, you're not doing that. You can't come back to visit
I don't
us.
Know, yeah. Although, you know, the few times I've been to Zurich, it's always been the winter and it's so cold. It's beautiful, but it's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
Stunning, stunning city. So thank you so much for coming in. Tell me all about you musically, because we don't know a huge amount, because that's the way I like to go. You know, I just like to, you know, empty book, you fill it. That's the kind of way I do it. It's not because the team of researchers through the glass. Can you see through there? Can you see those four guys? What are they doing? Can you see? It looks like they're doing nothing. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be rude. I know it's a bank holiday and they've probably got sore heads.
Yeah.
But I don't think they do anything.
No.
So, you know, consequently, you can see how much research we've done on you here.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
That's really, wow.
All my own work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I spelt your name right.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
You did.
So tell me what's going on, because you've got these gorgeous songs that you've been writing and singing.
Yeah. So I'm a singer-songwriter and I'm composing on the piano and on the guitar. I picked up the guitar a bit more lately because I've been traveling a lot. I'm in Woodingdin since, or Brighton,
yeah.
since January. But before, I've been in Australia, and I did an artist residency there.
Oh, my God.
So I didn't always have keys with me.
Hey, listen, this is sounding more exciting as it goes on. Which city were you in? Were you in Sydney? Or?
I was close to Melbourne. I was more countryside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you went Zurich, then Melbourne,
yeah.
and now Brighton.
Yeah.
Fab.
Exactly.
How do those cities compare? Because they say Melbourne, we're probably the nearest to that in terms
probably.
Of mindset.
Yeah, it's and kind of a similar vibe.
Cafe maybe. Kind of place. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's laid back and it's a nice vibe. It's really stunning with Melbourne. It's quite a big city.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big population. Not pollution.
Well,
population.
No, not yet, I guess.
Not yet. But it's really chilled. I kind of expected it busier, but it's kind of just
they've
chilled.
Got the vibe.
It's like
they?
A town.
Yeah.
But it's a city.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's really nice.
So what's going on? So have you always been had the music going on as well as the art?
I kind of started quite late with music. Well, I was a part of playing the record.
Yeah.
No, we had a piano at home, but I never had any lessons until I got 25.
Right.
So I was just mucking around with music a bit, but I didn't learn any instrument properly. So, but it was always on my mind, and I always felt driven to do so.
Yeah.
But somehow it just never happened. So I did other things like dancing a lot and everything linked to music.
Yeah.
But more sports or dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then with 25, I was like, well, now I'm responsible for my life. And there is no more excuse. Like, if I don't spend my spare time with music, it's just my fault if I don't. So I picked up a guitar and I started to learn a bit with YouTube and stuff like that. A friend of mine, he showed me a few chords and some basics. And then I ended up writing songs instead of improving my guitar playing.
Okay.
And I think that's my biggest passion.
Yeah.
The
writing.
The writing.
Yeah.
And then I went more into singing, probably because it was easier than playing the guitar. I ended up enjoying singing more.
Yeah.
And but then I got stuck with songwriting. So I picked up the instruments again and I finally went to piano lessons because piano is my favorite instrument, really.
Okay.
And now I went back to the guitar because of traveling, because it's just easier.
Yeah, you can't.
And it's a beautiful sound.
Drag a piano around the place. Goodness.
No.
Crazy thought.
Yeah.
Who has always sort of inspired you musically? Who do you sort of listen to quite a lot that sort of you think filters through into your
conscious? I really like the old jazz standards. So Ella Fitzgerald and all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Sarah Vaughan. Then also at some point I started to listen to Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Which was linked to an education I did, a vocal education. So everyone had to pick a song for someone out of the class. So they picked Amy Winehouse for me. I never heard that before. And I never even imagined to cover her. And I kind of didn't know her music good enough.
Yeah.
And so I picked that song and it really matched very well. So I started to read more about her and basically I don't really want to compare myself with her, she was amazing. But basically she kind of tries to combine the same music styles than I do. So yeah.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that and I was reading more about her and her history and who she was listening to. But lately I got inspired by many Australian musicians.
Ah, interesting.
There's lots of good music coming out of Melbourne.
We need to get it all, don't we?
And my favourite is Napalm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, do you want to play? You got a very cute guitar there.
Yeah, it's a traveler guitar.
Which is a traveler guitar, but it looks stunning. You got your amp all lined up. Do you want to play us a song? What are you going to play?
So the first song I play is called Snooze, because it's still kind of morning.
No. Shh, they think we're doing this live. Shh, no, I'm kidding. No. We are doing a pre-record just for your delight, folks. My God, it's hard work, but we got the coffee. We're both
we have to get up so early.
Oh my God, we're both hanging here. Hanging. This is a track. We've got Carol Berger here. This is a track called Snooze. Carol, listen, tell me, before I play, where's the best place for people to go and find out about you in the meantime? Because people like to multitask. You know what they're like.
The most I have up on Instagram, guess.
Yeah.
It's just the Instagram.com Carol with an E at the end.
It has got an E.
Berter.
Yes.
Berter.
You're saying that for our benefit. Thank you.
.com.
.com. There you go. And, and have you got a Facebook page as well?
Yeah. Which is for music. Facebook.com/Carol with an E Music F.
So Carol Music F.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And my website is just Carol Berter Music.
You're the best. You're the best. I'm going to put a link on my Facebook page. That's why I was wondering.
Amazing.
Okay, this is Snooze. You're listening to Carol Berger on The Pete Jones Show.
My bed and the clock takes a good morning. Good morning, my dear, don't snooze me away. Please not today, but I just wanna snooze away. And I just wanna snooze, but I morning, my dear, you just woke up. Cause the morning dead wash its face to take you and add to grace. But I just wanna snooze away. But I just wanna snooze away. But I just wanna snooze away. And I just wanna snooze away. But I refuse. Good morning. Good morning, my dear old. Whatever you need to break new ground, but I just wanna snooze away, and I just wanna snooze, but I refuse. Good morning.
called Snooze. Carol Berger playing live for us here. I know, on the Beat Jones Show. It's ridiculous. That's stunning. That's a gorgeous sound. I love it. Love it. How are you finding? I'm intrigued. I can't imagine. Okay, so you turn up in Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. How do you find somewhere to live? I mean, what's going on? I mean, and then how do you sort
of get? It was an amazing coincidence how that happened.
Tell me.
Well, because I was very, very busy with traveling and just coming back from Australia, and then I had Christmas with family, and they didn't see me for a while. And then I was also releasing my very first single on Christmas and music video, which was lots of work. I didn't have time to plan, so I just booked my flight over here. I had one night in London, and then I booked the next morning, I booked an Airbnb in Brighton because I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to waste time. There was that Airbnb coming up, which had beautiful pictures in it and a very lovely living room. And I was like, yeah, let's book that for like 10 days or 14 days. And then that gives me a bit of time to get sorted and look around for an apartment and stuff. So I booked it and I got confirmed very quickly. And so I was just catching the train and traveling down, and then I met Lucy, which is living in that house and doing the Airbnb.
This is Lucy Anderson.
This is Lucy Anderson.
That is bizarre. We know Lucy Anderson from a decade or so. That's crazy. And you just bumped into her on the train. No.
No, I booked.
So you met her because she was renting the
Airbnb.
Ah, got it.
Yeah.
So you lucked out with your Airbnb.
Yeah.
Tell folks who don't know Lucy who she is.
Yeah. Lucy did manage an amazing musician, C-Star.
She does.
So she's basically been touring the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So she was basically in the same period I was in Australia. She was touring in Australia, managing C-Star. So she came back, I think, in November
cool.
or December
it's
as well.
Such a weird
like
coincidence.
I did. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And so she was like, what are you doing here? Like in January, like last minute booking. What happened to you?
Yeah.
And
she scooped you up.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I just didn't have time to organize it. I just came back from Australia. And she was like, me too.
That's so weird. And also the fact you're a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So has she been a big help?
Yeah, really.
I mean, she's lovely.
Very,
she's
very
so
supportive.
Great. I bet she
Oh,
has.
She's such a sensitive, lovely person.
She really
and
is.
So
she's
positive.
Great. Lucy, if you're listening, we absolutely adore you. And thank you for finding this gorgeous lost soul who was just needing you, needing the Anderson touch. That's what
definitely.
It was.
Definitely. She gave me a home.
Had I known, I'd have brought my Z-Star album and played a track. But we'll rectify that. We'll do it next week. Tell me about what you've been doing musically in Brighton. Have you managed to do any open mics and that kind of thing? Or?
Well, I did a few, but I was a bit taking a bit of a break when I came here.
Yeah.
Because I was really out of comfort zone very often in Australia.
Funny
and
that,
I was a bit of I was a bit tired, so I had just to take it easy.
Well
and
done.
Chill a bit, and also, well, I've been working a bit to get in money, right?
Funny that, yeah.
Yeah, I think we all know that. And then also, I've been working on my home recordings, because I started home recordings with my artist residency.
Okay.
So I've been recording on 3 EPs. I didn't release them yet, and now I'm recording on the third one.
Can we get copies of these at some point?
Yeah, sure.
Are you sure? So we can play them in future weeks?
Yeah, of course.
Because I would like that. That would be good.
Yeah, definitely.
I tell you what, why don't you play another track now?
I guess I'll play a track called Melbourne Nights.
Melbourne Nights. We've been talking about it.
Yeah.
I think it's time.
And it's also the next song I'm going to release as
great.
A single.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. Guys, we've got Carol Berger here. As she rightly says, that is Carol with an E. I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's the thing about names and online and things. We've got to get it right, haven't we?
Yeah.
Carol Berger, right here. Digging out. So what's this track called, Melbourne Nights?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Any time you want to start, you kick in. It sounds gorgeous.
Diving into good vibes, feeling sparkles everywhere. Before the sun. sparkles in the air. Let's have anti-good vibes to shine in the bright lights. Melbourne nights, Melbourne lights, Melbourne vibes. How good to share. Do you dare? All Melbourne nights. Ooh, Melbourne lights. All Melbourne vibes.
Berger playing live for us here in the studio on the Pete Jones Show. That's a cracking track. That takes it out of you.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I really love that song.
But you see, that's, if you're in love with your own stuff, that's the best.
I just got back the mastering.
Oh, yeah.
From a sound engineer.
Oh.
So he's mixing and mastering my home recordings.
And who are you using,
he's
by the way?
He's sitting in Melbourne.
Is he?
His name is Tom Strode.
Hey,
Thomas
Tom.
Strode.
Hi, Thomas.
He's amazing. He's so talented. And I've just been listening to the song yesterday and before yesterday on proper speakers.
Yes. Like,
and it's been amazing. Because I've got the best saxophone player from Victoria on it, I think. Yeah.
So I was just about to ask you, how different is the sound of your tracks? I mean, how stripped down are we listening to them now?
Yeah, every track is really very differently. Like, some of them, they are really just simple as I'm here as a one-woman show.
Yeah.
But some of them, they have some other instruments on it. So, like, my very first single I dropped, that's just piano and a double bass player.
Right.
But Melbourne Nights will be a bit bigger. It has drums on it. They are played in live from friends in
always
Melbourne.
Good.
And
yeah, okay.
A guitar, which also a friend played in, because I've been playing the piano. Saxophone of a good friend, and there is like a big saxophone solo because he's such an amazing saxophone player.
So on that track that we just heard, the saxophone kicks in at some point and just takes us somewhere else.
And it's really dreamy. And
when can we hear that? Like, when can we hear the studio version?
Yeah, very good question. It will take me a bit of time to release that one because I'm actually working on a new brand.
Okay.
Yeah. I won't release it under my name. It will still be linked.
Okay.
But I'll release it under Daly's Ford.
Daly's Ford?
Yeah.
I'm going to write this down.
There is already a website and everything, but, well, so the basics is done, but it's not really online, yes.
You're getting it right. You're getting it perfect.
Yeah.
Is that daily, as in the daily?
It's like, D-A-Y-L-E-S.
Dailies. Okay, got it. Dailies Ford.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's there?
Basically, I've been stealing the name of a town where I spent lots of time and where I've been writing lots of music, because it's really inspiring and it feels like the second home. And I just split the name into Dailies Ford.
Love it. Beautiful. How's the writing going since you've been in Brighton? Have you had it? Because you mentioned you had a break when you got here.
Yeah. I haven't really been writing. I'm just
working on
the catching up with the recordings.
And where would you imagine?
Just recording what I've been writing on.
This is a silly question, but where do you see yourself in two or three years? Do you think you'll still be here in the UK? Do you think you'd migrate back to Zurich or back to Melbourne?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, you don't need to make a mind up.
No, do I need to be settled?
No. Settled is ridiculous. Who came up? Excuse me. Again, it's those guys in that room. Can you look at them? They're just laughing now, aren't they? You know, thanks for that, guys. Yeah thanks. Honestly, pointless. Do you know how much I pay those guys? You wouldn't believe. Monkeys in a box. That's what they are. Monkeys in a box. No, you don't need to settle. You want to be settle in the world somewhere. Just traveling.
I think
through.
I should have a passport for the universe, or at least for planet Earth.
Can I? I just wouldn't
that
mind
would
a passport.
Be so
for,
amazing.
To be honest, right now I'd be happy with a European passport, but that's the not to make a alive.
Sweet.
You must just look at that, and I mean Switzerland. Mm. You know, Switzerland has a pretty damn fine outlook on the whole thing in a way. You know, they're beautifully now it's looking rather attractive, the Swiss option. You know, because nicely secure, but you're in Europe and you do stuff like that. You know, and why not? And as for Australia, well, they're just happy where they are, aren't they? You know, but where we are right now, no one's happy. you've probably been getting that vibe in the UK. Well, in Brighton, I would imagine you've only been hearing that point of view. I don't know. I don't know how many pro Brexiteers you've met, but I haven't met many. But that's just, you know.
Yeah, funny. Well, obviously, like all my friends, like lots of them, they are musicians or just very open minded anyway. So they find it all ridiculously what's going on with Brexit. I met one person who was pro-Brexit.
Okay.
And I felt a bit offended that I kind of just my jaw dropped and I couldn't say anything. And she was like, oh, sorry, no offense. And I was like, and just walked away.
It's difficult, man. It's been so divisive.
I didn't know what to ask her.
Well, don't worry, nor do we. That is the point. Now, listen, my lovely, would you like to dig out another track? Because I'd love to hear it, and then we'll find out where we can find all these things. Have you made some videos, by the way? Have you done any YouTubing?
Well, I haven't been doing lots of YouTube.
I would imagine
YouTube
you haven't
lately,
had time, yeah.
But, well, I did the first single I dropped that has a professional video with it, which is really beautiful.
What's that? Which one is that?
It's called No Air.
No Air.
Yeah, but it's a piano song, so...
That doesn't matter. So I'm just going to let people say No Air is on YouTube.
Yeah, so and I think it's as the title already might give a hint, but it's the saddest song I've been writing so far.
Oh, my God.
I hope it doesn't get...
Okay. Well, sometimes we need a bit of... we need a bit of that to kick us in the head.
But it's a nice one. It still has like a spark of hope in it. So.
That's good. Cling on. So did I this morning before you arrived because I knew coffee was coming.
Yeah.
So you could hear in my voice there was a spark of hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can relate.
You were very excited
about
that.
I was so excited. Okay. What are we going to play?
I'll play You Turn Into My Day.
You Turn Into My Day, Carol Bircher.
There's a moon, there's a light, there's a day before the night. Go. That's where and dance until my day. There before it goes its way, to turn into my day. There's a moonlight, there's a sunlight, there's a day before the night. Go. Turns into my day before the night goes its way, to turn into my day. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's not just only some nights to hide. It's every day you try to cross my way, in every situation you try to stay and say, you only want me to be.
Let us know what that's called. You Turn Into My Day?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Love that.
Fab. That's one of the last songs I've been writing.
Okay. Gorgeous. Wow. So you've been working that on that here in Brighton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been,
singing and digging it out.
Well,
again.
I've been writing it in Australia.
Yeah.
But I've been recording it here in Brighton.
Okay. So what about we need to make you more Brightonian?
Yeah.
Which means obviously meeting as many musicians as you can.
Yeah.
And meeting as many sound engineers as you can. Now, I'm assuming with Lucy, there's links and wheels within wheels and things are happening. Then we can get a little band of musicians around you. Possibly.
Well, that would be amazing.
Like a Brighton saxophonist and a drummer and a double bass. Mm-hmm. And, we need to get the Daly's Ford sound nailed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll never lose you. Is that okay?
Yeah, definitely.
And then obviously nail a foot to the floor so they can't physically move.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got you. and then you can just keep, live out your days in, beautiful Woodingdean and Brighton.
Taking some walks on the
taking
beach.
Taking some walks, looking at that sunrise, looking at that sunset.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
And I'm sure in and amongst that we'll get some camera guys in to do the videos, the YouTubes. the whole thing, the whole shebang will be down and dusted and you'll be here until whenever.
Mm.
And you'll be at the Brighton. Have you heard of Brighton's Daily Ford? Yeah, she's great. Really good. Fantastic stuff. Listen, is that okay? That's a deal.
That sounds great.
And then we'll get you back in. If you are still around, by the way, do come back in the autumn or whatever, and you can bring a couple of musicians with you, and we can do a, more round sound if you like. If there's a launch of EPs coming and
Definitely. Yeah. I'll definitely be launching my debut EP.
Now you've seen the pitch of the place.
Late summer, probably. Yeah.
So late summer EP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I dropped the single first.
Yes, obviously.
Either way, give
us all the information that we need to keep peddling your wares. And if there's any MP3s or CDs that we can have as well, that would be fab. And we will play you out on the show, because I'd love to. Oh, man. Seriously, this is great. We got time for one more track, one more livey. What have you got?
It's called Goodbye.
Okay.
And it's kind of a reggae.
Reggae's good. There's no need to pause. This is like the Z-Star influence on you, I can tell. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
I just sometimes feel like I would love to write happy music. But I write those dreamy, melancholic music.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just think like, well, let's add a reggae beat at least.
At least try the sound underneath will be happy while yeah. I'm mourning.
Reggae is not really happy, but it sounds
it's
happy.
Not, but it's summer, and there's something about yeah. summer that we think is happy. What's this called?
Goodbye.
What, goodbye?
Goodbye.
Listen, can I just say, Carol, honestly, seriously, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, it's
been
for having me.
It's been an absolute delight to meet you. And I just, you know, hope this is the start of a beautiful musical friendship.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Holding on, you want something different to me, so you better back off pretty soon, my love. I just don't want the same as you. Goodbye, bye 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 bye. Goodbye, bye 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 bye, bye bye bye. Goodbye. No matter how much I love my life back home, we just don't want the same from our lives. So why would you hold on for, my dear? Don't see yourself touring the world with me. Goodbye, bye 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 bye. Goodbye. Goodbye, bye 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 bye. Bye bye bye. Goodbye. Baby, I told you I'm not the one to give birth to your kids. Baby, I told you I just wanna tour the world. Why would you think I don't know what I want? Just 'cause I don't want the same as you. And why do you call me mean when things don't go to plan? Of course we can choose if we keep up the love. Stay fair, play fair. Don't be such a square. Stay fair, oh, play fair. Just don't be square. Goodbye, bye 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 bye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye 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 bye. Goodbye. There's no reason to hurt me because I left. So don't be a fool now, telling me off. Baby, don't tell me off just because you can't face the truth. Forgive me and let me go from the dreams you have for me. Stay fair, play fair. Don't be such a square. Stay fair, oh, play fair. Just don't be square. Bye, 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 bye. Bye. Bye 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 goodbye. Bye 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 goodbye. Bye 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 goodbye.
Carol Berger, goodbye.
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 Pigeon Show. Scott and Maria on Radio Reverb. The Pigeon Show.